It can decimate a crop, it can withstand many common herbicides, it can cost farmers millions. And Muscatine County farmer Roger Hagroffen is staring at it.
So I think it's producing, wanting to produce seeds. It's, so you're not, leery of it.
I was just going to say, you're not worried about touching that and then dropping it down here?
Well, that's why I left it all idle.
Hagroffen hangs onto that plant he's picked. This is the Iowa Frontline, one of four farms with confirmed Palmer amaranth. This weed can grow as tall as an NBA player, and one plant might produce a million seeds. After ravaging fields in Arkansas, Louisiana, and Mississippi, farmers hope it won't spread across Iowa's fertile ground. Hagroffen says with a little practice, it's easy to spot.
When you look at Palmer, it looks like a poinsettia versus water hemp or pigweed. After you look at it for a while, you can see the poinsettia shape.
These 6 acres would have been corn this year. Instead, they're mainly growing Palmer amaranth. Last fall, Hagroffen mowed off 3 acres of soybeans after finding the fast-spreading weed. And he added a buffer around those acres this spring. His goals are to contain the Palmer to this area and prevent it from going to seed. But it won't be easy. After mowing the field clean and spraying some herbicide, he's hoping a sorghum cover crop will stymie future weed growth.
And then I'm going to mow the sorghum sedan off, and then I'm going to spray it again, and hopefully that'll take care of the year, this year.
He'll have to wait at least another year before planting. He also plans to walk the end rows of his cornfields searching for rogue palmer that he will handpick. During harvest, he'll blow his combine clean with an air hose before moving it to another field, just in case any Palmer amaranth seed survives to hitch a ride. Beyond the time, it's already costing him the 3 acres of soybeans last year and 6 acres of corn this year. But Iowa State University weed scientist Bob Hartzler says Hagroffen's doing everything right.
He is doing a great job at trying to prevent its spread into other fields and to eradicate it. And that's not something I have seen farmers do in my 30 years here in Iowa. So there is a change in attitude, I think, of farmers.
A realization that industry may not be able to continue offering cheap chemical solutions to weed problems. Just as human diseases can develop antibiotic resistance, plants can become resistant to herbicides like glyphosate or Roundup. That's what we're seeing with Palmer amaranth. And the supply of new options is finite.
Because it is very difficult to find these new chemicals, just like with antibiotics and the super microbes that are causing problems in hospitals.
There's absolutely nothing in the pipeline right now from a new mode of action standpoint that we're going to have here within the next 6 to 8 years.
That's Jason Norsworthy, a weed scientist at the University of Arkansas, who has watched farmers react differently to Palmer amaranth in his state. He says farmers should use 2 or better 3 weapons to fight Palmer amaranth. Proactive farmers have spent up to $85 an acre to succeed. Those who didn't, well,
they went bankrupt as a result of glyphosate-resistant Palmer amaranth. They essentially lost their crops, and they lost their crops for multiple years, and after a period of doing that, you're no longer farming.
In Missouri, Kansas, and Nebraska, farmers are fighting the same battle and longing for reinforcements. But Norsworthy says those are not likely to be new chemicals.
We're going to have to integrate some pretty wild and radical concepts into how we deal with weeds.
For now, Norsworthy's message to Midwestern farmers is be vigilant and proactive. And that's what Hagroffen is trying to do. We hop in his pickup and he points to other areas where amid dead grasses and other weeds, stands of Palmer amaranth hang on. He understands all too well how things got to this point.
Roundup has a spoil. That worked. That was a beautiful herbicide.
But beauty can be fleeting, and Palmer amaranth may be offering him a glimpse of farming in a post-Roundup world. In Muscatine County, I'm Amy Mayer, Iowa Public Radio News.